The amount of self-doubt that I had that I was going to even get to do this episode today, it was a lot. I have a lot on my plate today, and I've been running around doing things, answering emails, going to a couple meetings most of the day, and through a lot of it, I wasn't really confident in myself for all of it. I didn't know what I was going to get done. I didn't know what things I would actually know. I was discouraging myself on some of these things, but I wanted to share with you and sit down with you just for a quick second to talk about a few different reasons of why, if you catch yourself in a point of self-doubt, why you shouldn't really doubt yourself or be as harsh on yourself when it comes to self-doubt. And kind of three areas of things to think about when you catch yourself doubting yourself. And we're going to get into those three kind of key points, three sort of takeaways of things to check in on and things to remind yourself of when you're not feeling at your most confident in some of the situations that you might be in. So focus in and let's have a chat. Jombo, my friends. I'm Coach Zo, or the Coach Zo you know, and this is What the Foss, a podcast where we talk about both physicality and mentality, answering different questions on the subject in order for you to go out and do the things that you love to do. But let's say you're trying to get better at a lot of things or do a lot of things that you need to do. Now, when some of that stuff comes up and it's something that maybe we're not as experienced in or it feels like we have a lot of on our plate, there can be some big areas of self-doubt. And one kind of key thing I want to tell you is that everyone has self-doubt. In most situations that you're in, if anybody experiences anything new, they're going to have self-doubt. They're going to be unsure about themselves. I don't care what age you get to. I don't care if you see some person who looks at some huge experience level and you feel like you're down here at the very bottom. Everyone is experiencing self-doubt. A lot of people, I've heard from somebody, and I like this phrase, that everyone is basically making it up as they go. That's not to say that there aren't more and less experienced people in something, but all of those people who are now experienced in something weren't at one point. And they were just kind of making up the path of how to get there and figuring out and learning things along the way. And that's the exact same for you. And if you feel like that you're doubting yourself, the first thing that I want you to do of our three points is to think about that for doing anything new and you feel those kind of thoughts and that inner voice that comes up and tells you that you're not sure about something, using the phrase, it's okay. Because it is. It is okay to have something put on your plate that's new. It could be exciting, but it could be very nerve-wracking because it's something that maybe you haven't done it before. Maybe you've done it once before and it didn't go well. But for all these situations, it's okay because the first thing is self-compassion. That's the thing I want you to remember when you're doubting yourself. Have some compassion for yourself. Understand that every single thing that you've done is something that at one point was new. I was around my friend's kid just the other day, and that man's still trying to learn how to walk. Now, you probably don't think about walking in the steps that you take, but at some point in time, it was new for you. It was scary. It probably made you cry and pee your little pants, but it was new. And you know what? Just because something's new doesn't mean that, oh man, I'm bad at it. I guess I'm not going to do this because I'm not good at it the first time I try. Come on. It's okay. It's okay to not be good at something at first. And then eventually over time, if you keep working on it, guess what? You'll not be as bad as you were the first time. So remember that first point. Have some compassion for yourself and tell yourself it's okay. Now, that's sometimes easier said than done, right? Of course, all these things, you just need to practice them. But the second bit is making sure to really think about your self-talk. I know what that when I get some doubts, or I feel like there's something I'm not good at, I tell myself, one of the first things that comes to mind almost every single time is telling myself, oh, well, I'm just not good at that. That's just the way I am. I can't do this any differently because that's ingrained of who I am. I'll give you an example. I used to be awful at remembering people's names. Anytime that I would have some name in a conversation, they'd be like, hey, I'm Theonopolis III. I'd be like, hey, Theonopolis, it's nice to meet you. And then 3 seconds would go by and I'd be like, what's his name? Theo, Tyler, Tammy, I don't know. And as this would happen over and over again, and I just wouldn't do anything different to try to work on that, I would eventually just tell myself, oh, well, I'm just bad at remembering names. Some people, you know, aren't good at these things. Some people aren't good at other things. I'm bad at remembering names. I'm not going to do that. And every single time somebody's name would come up, in that first instance, I would forget it. I wouldn't try to do some different practice. I would just say, oh, I'm bad at names. I can't remember names to save my life. You got to remember that for areas of self-doubt, that self-talk, basically, it shapes your overall habits. It shapes the things that you actually go out and do. A lot of people for running, that's a big example. I was running with somebody this morning where they hadn't gone running in a while. And they were kind of doubting themselves and their ability. And yeah, it's because they hadn't practiced that thing in a while. But a lot of the times they just say to themselves, oh, well, I don't run. I'm not a runner. I can't run. I don't like running. Guess what? I didn't like running at first either. I hated running. The first race I ever did, I threw up about 5 minutes into it. Now I've run about 21-ish marathons and a bunch of races, and now I find those points where I enjoy running and I enjoy the feelings that running brings me. That's something important for exercise. You don't always have to enjoy every single minute of it, but as long as it brings you some feelings and some changes that you do enjoy, that's the part where people enjoy the practice of the thing because they know what it will bring eventually. Sorry, that side rant about activity. But again, when it comes to self-talk, remember, instead of that immediate go-to of like, oh, I'm just bad at this, or oh, I can't run, or oh, I'm not somebody who works out, or oh, I don't hike, I don't remember names. Instead, tell yourself, oh, well, it's okay that I'm not good at running now, or I'm not a hiker, or I can't remember names. What could I do differently? What could I do to change that aspect of this? And then that kind of helps you think of different ideas and different steps and different habits you can work on in order to move your way forward so that someday you're not as bad at remembering names. Now I just put rhymes with different people's names as soon as I hear them, and I make sure to use those names in conversation at least 2 to 3 times within the first like 5 minutes of talking to them, because that's the only way that I'm going to remember. There's a practice for everything. Find which one works for you. The last thing that I want you to do is if you have this self-doubt that comes from a lack of experience in something, great. Embrace it. I think that's something that everyone should do for anything that they're not good at, even if it's something that maybe, you know, they don't want to do or they're not super interested in doing it. Still, I want you to embrace that lack of experience. Know that that is okay, just like some of these other topics and those points that we brought up. Know that it's okay to not be good at something. Embrace that lack of experience, and that will get you more in this mindset of learning versus this mindset of, I'm not good at it, I'm never going to try. If you focus on these 3 points that we talked about when self-doubt comes up, it will bring and foster this growth that you had no idea that you were able to do. Just because you were okay with being vulnerable, you're okay with telling yourself something different with your self-talk, and you're okay with having compassion for the way that you think and the things that you do and the experience you have. You're not going to be good at everything that you try. I'm sorry, if you were told something else, it's garbage. You're not going to be good at everything you try, but you can get better at everything you try. There's always that option that's open. It's the same thing I've done for fitness. It's the same thing I try to do for my business every day in these situations where I'm like, I'm not experienced in this at all. But you know what? One way to get better. Even with podcasts, if it's something where you doubt yourself, you doubt getting on camera, you doubt talking to people, you doubt something doing your job, remember that it's okay. Tell yourself it's okay. Make sure to shape your self-talk around that to try to foster some growth and embrace having this new experience. Embrace the lack of experience you have and embrace these points of getting better at something. I truly hope this for you. I truly hope that you can get over your self-doubt, and I hope these points help you. This was honestly just something that came up to me today as I was rushing around, and I hope that it helps to foster some growth in your life. But if you have any questions for me, or you have any questions about any services or anything that I offer, make sure to reach out and message me either on my social media at Foss_movement, because I'm still trying to get the other name, or at my website, fossmovement.com. Otherwise, my friends, take chances, make mistakes, and remember that it's okay to doubt yourself. Have some compassion. Make sure that you are embracing this lack of experience. And remember that the self-talk that you have shapes the ideas and the new things that you try and take on. We'll talk soon.